Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of The Ultimate Consumer. And today we're just going to be going on some thoughts of life, way of life, culture, and everything that pertains to living in this earth. So I want to start by saying thank you again for taking out the time to listen to my podcast. I hope you learn from this. So I'm just going to be pouring out my thoughts and telling you what I think about life, where I think this world is going, and what I can take out of it, or what I can use to make out life, to live a better life on this earth. So thank you again for taking our time to listen to my podcast. So I'm just gonna start by saying, what's life to you? Have you given it a thought? What do you think? What's life to you? What's the end goal of life? Are we to stay alive this long, make all the money in this world, and then die? is that what you feel life is? I'm just asking. So if you have like a good worldview on what life is, on where we are headed as a civilization, as humans, where we are headed, you can let me know. You can reach me out on any of my platforms and just give me a hint on something here. So, but the first question is like, what's life? What's life to you? Have you been forging ahead? What's happened with you? What's your plans? What's your goals? Have you set any boundaries that you're trying to overcome? Is there something that you're chasing? Because for me, life is not all about, or life is not exactly in black and white. Like, there are gray areas. There are things that are yet to be discovered, things that are yet to be understood. And for me, just living a life like basic, without giving forethought into life, just waking up every morning, going to your jobs, and then coming back home, and then doing it repetitively, like a repetitive task, and doing it over and over and over again. And I would say yes, it gives you some sense of meaning or some sense of purpose, but then again, it's just you take it as the norm, and then you're just stuck in a loop. So I feel we as humans, we are far ahead of, we are far superior to other species, and to us, doing repetitive tasks can just be archaic and bland, and we don't exist that way. So I feel there are growing concerns on on what's the end goal in life here. Growing concerns, because you don't just get to live, make all this money, and then die. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm like, I feel there should be something that we should be chasing in the world. Yeah, I know making a whole lot of money, like being like a billionaire, is something that we should attain. Yeah, that's like the main goal for any human, like to get to the point of life where money is not an issue anymore. I think that's one of the main goals that I would like to hit. I would like to be a billionaire. Yeah. So yeah, but the question I'm asking is like, what then? What's the substance to life if you make all the money and then you can't live to enjoy it, or you can't live to like use it to the fullest? Or if we're gonna die anyways, what's the point of $1 billion? That's my question. I know money is good and money is necessary, but that's my question. So yeah, I don't know. just a thought I'm sharing. So yeah, I've thought about it. Like, humanity is just is a beautiful thing, and the way we integrate our lives and interweave ourselves together is just something that has taken shape beautifully, and it's something that is amazing. But then again, we are just like coexisting and just passing time, procreating and passing time. So I feel there should be like a higher, something different, like something to attain. Okay, I'll go as far as like speaking on the spiritual, like okay, for me when I was young, as I was growing up, like when I started developing my actual brains, my two brain cells. So as yeah, when I was growing up and developing my two brain cells, I was told, okay, there's heaven and there's hell. I'm just gonna put that out there. I was told there's heaven and hell, and I'm like, in hell, it's just blazing fire and it's hot and people are going to burn and scream and die and shout and all that shit. And then there's also heaven, and in heaven it's so peaceful that the streets are made of gold and all this and that. And I'm just speaking from a worldly standpoint now, and I'm like, okay, just like a layman, they say heaven is filled with the goody goodies, like the best life can offer if I die. And then there's hell, that if I die and go there, I'll be screaming in pain and my body will be in constant pain over and over and over again. I'll be in endless torture. And I'm like, there's no point of me like stressing all my life here on earth. Stressing all my life, doing all I can to like get ahead, and then I die and I go to hell where I'm being tortured over and over again. Doesn't make any sense. No offense. And with my two brain cells, I feel that's not a logical, it's not a logical place to be, because it doesn't help anything. It doesn't feed me nothing. I suffer here only to go and suffer in the afterlife. That's if you believe in something like that. I'm just saying, if you believe there's an afterlife, do you suffer here and go to suffer in the afterlife? Think about it. Think about it. Let it go through your mind a bit. Because if you strive all you can here, like you're trying to make it, you try your hardest, and then you don't, and then you die, and then you go somewhere else, and you're still suffering, like, brother, it's the worst. So I'm just saying, you should, like, let him be in your frame of mind. It's okay if you die, and then you get to heaven. Or you die and then you get when you die and then you go up there and okay, it's non-existent. There's no heaven, there's no hell. Oh, you'd be like, okay, at least you played it safe. What if you die and then there's heaven and hell? What do you do then? It's just simple thought. I'm not trying to like bring in too much into it. Just let it go through your mind. There's the it can only happen in two ways. There can either be heaven or heaven and hell, or no heaven and no hell. So that's just two ways you can play out. So do you want to like see yourself saying, oh, there's no heaven and there's no hell, and then when you die there's a heaven and there's a hell? Or because nobody actually tell you that, everybody has died, that no one has actually come back to like say, oh bro, you don't want to go there. There's nobody. So you only hear testimonies and you see people online that say, yeah, I've actually been here. But this is not factual proof, because like we humans, sometimes we like to see and then we believe. So instead of you waiting to like see and then believe, is it not just logical for you to prepare? So yes, now it's logical for you to just prepare for the best outcome. Prepare for the best outcome. It's like, it's simple. there's no point in like putting too much in thought to it. It's like, okay, if I die, I don't want to go to hell. If I die, I want to go to hell. You can just pick either one. So if you say, okay, if I die, I want to go to hell. I want to be suffering and die and be in pain and all that shit. Yeah, you can actually figure out. But it's also easy that, okay, if I die, I want to go to heaven and not feel all this pain anymore that I've been feeling as a human. So these are just two parts. That's just something to ramble in your mind. So that's just one of them. So I just thought about it today and I was like, oh, this is kind of something that I've actually had it in my mind for a while, but I've not really like set out time to like talk about it, but it's just something that bugs me and I'm like, wow, I should really like air out my view on it. But If you're like someone that is kind of spiritual and like you feel, okay, I need to like do this to get here or do this to get here. So you actually know what you want, because there's so many religion in the world and so many things pointing you to the right direction, some pointing you to the wrong direction. So you need to decipher for yourself. Nobody, you have the free will to make decisions. Like, we are humans. If God has given us, every one of us, free will to make decisions, the right to make decisions on our own. So yeah, you can pick whichever way you want to go. But I'm just saying it's pretty easy. There are only two parts. It's not rocket science. It's pretty easy. Okay, I want to go to heaven. This is the way. I want to go to hell. But what I'm just saying is that you should like get prepared, be ready for it, because nobody knows where the earth is going. We've gone to the moon now, but we've gone to the moon before, but we've not tried to go there still till now, and it's just sad, man. It's just sad, because maybe it might be a hoax. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying it might be. So there's a possibility. We are humans. Sometimes we lie. True. Sometimes we lie. And then again, there's... Okay. Think about it. Like the government now. The whole world is looking at the government to like bring a solution. Every time something happens, the whole world just turns to the government. I'm like, guys, you guys must get us something to make this work. And sometimes then the government look at you and be like, oh, okay, these people, no matter what happens, we are in charge of all these people on earth now. We have to keep them in line. Think about it. The government do their best to keep you in line. No matter how you think about it, the government do their best to keep you in line. They do their best to show you stuff that they feel might help you. They tell you to prepare still. The government tell you to prepare. The government tell you to guard yourself. They give you laws, put laws in place so you don't kill yourself. So these guys now that are in charge of every one of us living here, living on this earth, they are in charge now, because whatever they say, you are likely going to do some of the things they say. No matter how hard you try, you can run as far as you want to, but if they pour out resources to find you, I think you're pretty easy to find. It's the 21st century, I'm sorry, but you are very easy to find. So that's just one of it. So thinking about it, so now these guys, they are in charge, and you need an answer, and they have to give you an answer regardless of whatever you think. They have to give you an answer, and that's how it is. They will have to work, try to put things in place, get things in order, and then give you an answer, because they are the ones you look to for an answer, no matter how hard it is. Anytime you have an issue, you call the police. The police work for the government. You have a financial crimes institution, the government, bro. The banks work for the government. They work for the government, brother. So they have to like produce regardless of how they feel. When you call, they have to like produce. So they are just here to like guide you more so, or keep things in line, keep things in check. And I'm not saying, they are all good. There are some people that are actually bad in the government. It's fact. If you have 12 people, there's actually one Judas. It's evident everywhere. So, but I'm not saying, it's all bad. But there are some that is just terrible. And still, we still go to them with questions that need answers. And every day we go to them with questions that need answers. They have to deliver. So, what do you think they would do in times where they don't have answers to your questions? Brother, they lie to you. They lie to you to keep you calm, because if you panic, everybody will panic. Think about it. It's facts. I'm sorry, but it is. It's facts. Because if you panic, and people, to be honest, sometimes, for the littlest of things, people are going haywire for the littlest of things, like 3 seconds. It's not a big deal. It's something that you can solve if you calm down. But you're already losing it. So when you see people losing it already, bruh. So for them to keep sanity and keep people in check and not have the whole world in a state of panic, they will lie to you. Bro, they will lie to you. And you have to like dive deep and go in search for the answers, then you see, because I think they try to be as transparent as they can. I'm not saying this for, like I said, there are some bad apples, but I'm not saying this to anybody in general. I'm just saying governments as a whole, sometimes they try to be as transparent as they can, but notwithstanding, they're still in charge of so many people, and because they are in charge of so many people, they're actually prone to so many so many temptations. And once you're prone to so many temptations, every time, once you keep getting temptations, to some degree you fall, because you're a man. There's no way, you're not perfect. It's hard to keep in line every time. Think about it. You go looking for a job, you are 9 times out of 10 you lie on your resume. 9 times out of 10 when you go looking for a job, you lie on your resume. There's no way you don't lie on your resume, because nobody will take you. I'm sorry, but nobody will take you. I can beat my chest and tell you, nobody will take you if you tell the truth on your resume. Nobody. Before they will take you, you apply for like maybe 5 years, and somebody might just take you out of pity because they've seen your CV so many times. I'm serious. You have to lie on your resume. It's just facts. You have to lie. You lie to get the job, and you lie to keep it sometimes. But if you know what you're doing and you are actually a viable representative, then you can actually be useful in the company. But if you don't know what you're doing and you lie on your resume, you probably lose the job. But if you lie on your resume and you keep up your appearances, you keep appearances. Because to be honest, like, I've tried applying for a job. I use myself as an example. I don't pertain any example to anybody. I use my world experience as an example. I try my best to like use myself for any experiment I want to. Any experiment I want to talk about, I use myself as like a standing figure for that experiment. Every time, I don't put anybody in between or test the theory on somebody else, because I am my own person, and I understand what makes me tick, and it's better if I use myself so I know what I'm getting. So now I've applied so many times and I'm like, oh bro, this is what I have, I can do this, do that, I'm so good at this, and wow, like a beautiful resume I'm giving. I'll say my friends, I'll say, okay, it's not bad, it's all right. Then you submit and you're applying for this job, you apply for so many times and you get rejected, bro. Then I just lie. The next time I try to apply, I just lie on the resume and I'm immediately called in for an interview, bro. I'm sorry, but it happens. So it's just one of those things. I'm not saying you should go about lying on your resume, but it's true. To some degree, you have to tell a white lie on your resume to actually get the job you want. And this is just evident in modern day society, it's been eating us up, and for some reason it's just there, it's never planning on going away. If you're not saying the right things, you're gone. They need people that are saying what they want to hear, and what they want to hear might not be what you have. So definitely people lie. It's just fast. People lie, and you can only bend the truth so much that it becomes a lie. There's no fine line, there's no like, oh, gray area in the truth and in between truth and lies. Like, for the truth to be the truth, it has to be white or black. That's just facts. It has to be white or black. There's no gray area. If there's a gray area, then now there's a contradiction. It's no longer the truth, it's not in between. It's not either the truth or it's a lie. So yeah, it has to be white or black. But when you now you bend your experience so much, you stretch it thin, that you're actually getting the job experience itself, then brother, you're lying. There's no way you're not lying. You can tell yourself what you want to, but it's facts. And this no, it's not like it's an issue. For the fact that you can do what you want, you do the job, then definitely you should go for it. But what I'm just saying is, as it stands, as we are humans, stand, we need to like better represent ourselves and like keep face for the generation that we are going to live, that we're going to curtail our life to, like we're the next generation coming after us. This is like something that has been happening. It's evident. You see, the little kids now, they don't really care. They talk to elders anyhow. And bro, I am a 90s baby. If I'm being honest, I'm a 90s baby. When I was born, even the whites, even the Americans, because to be honest, when I was born, I watched a lot of TV, so I was kind of groomed with what American society was. I watched a lot of movies, learned my English basically from watching American movies. So over time, I have, like, I understand this civilization, like what it is, just by merely looking at the TV. And now there's so many things on the TV that are just practically immoral. And this is what the generation that is coming up now is watching. And for me, that is like a 90s kid. And what I was watching on the TV was how America was like the place to be. Like, come to America, it's so awesome. Like, for real. Like, I used to dream about the girls then. I can't lie. Like, it was crazy. And yes, it's facts, because it's life. So it's not like it's a big deal, but that was what, like, that was my standpoint in life, how I was growing up, and what the culture that I was like pertaining myself to, how to like behave, the etiquette, the mannerism, and all that. And I'm not saying that I don't have traditional culture embedded in me, but that was civilization then. The TV was everything to us. I'm a kid. I was watching it religiously. I knew all the actors, the actresses, and all that shit. So I was watching it religiously, and I was keeping up. And then I learned so much from it. But as soon as time passed, I was growing up. I was still behaving like a regular teenager, and just getting my shit up, doing things with regular people, and just embracing the atmosphere, the culture, and life itself, and how to behave, how to pattern lives, social life, and all that. So we got to a point now we've grown up now, we are no longer a teenager anymore. I'll say, okay, we're now 18, 19, we are roughly in that base area, and we're growing. So now I'm looking at modern society, and it's just like, what am I seeing? Like, bro, there's no humanity in people anymore. Like, everything is for sale, right? Everything is for sale. Like, you can sell your finger, your toe, your leg, bro. You can literally sell anything. There is nothing that is not for sale. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know. Like, the society, civilization need money to thrive, and I'm not disputing that fact. But when you are selling everything, there's nothing that is not for sale. Like, everything is going. Like, I want your dick pic, foot fetish, like all that shit. And to be honest, when I was young, yeah, it was paramount then, but it was so hidden. I don't see it rampant on TV, I don't see it everywhere, I don't see it in the media. But now it's like, oh, if you're not doing it, you're doing something wrong. And I'm like, oh, come on. See, I know like we are growing, but we should be growing like in more of a lightful way. Like, we should grow in teaching sense of culture, decorum, cleanliness. Like, we are very dirty as a civilization now. We are not clean at all. And I'm not saying like I'm the neatest person in the bunch, or like I don't have my own insecurities and all that stuff. No, But I'm saying as a civilization, with the culture that we are breeding now, it's just terrible. Like, nothing, if you can literally sell anything, what's the difference between the slave back in the slave trade, if you can literally sell anything now? The only thing I'll say now, if you can, that everything, you selling everything now, is just like, they made it legal for you to be able to sell everything you want to sell. Like, you can sell, literally sell your body any which way you want. And I'm not saying you should not do what you want, it's your life. But like, the way a manner is being showcased, it's like it's being applauded and it's being curtailed to, like, kids. Like, kids are allowed to, like, view it, and kids are allowed to, like, enjoy it like it's part of life. And to be honest, it's not. Like, the innocence of a child is no longer protected. It's like, yo, kid, do whatever you want. And for real, you can't be telling a kid to do whatever the kid wants. It's a kid. what are you teaching that child? Like, you can't allow a kid to, like, oh, go rampant and be wayward. Like, that kid will grow up and become a suicide bomber, and then you'll be like, oh, where did I go wrong? But you saw it for when it was, like, when it was non-existent, and you just let it slide. And this is what society has, like, turned into, and it's just sad, to be honest. It's very sad. And growing up and seeing all this stuff and everything being for sale, it's nothing that doesn't go, you can do whatever you want, there's no sense of living anymore. Like, this is why suicide rates go up, because nothing makes sense anymore to people. Before, when we're growing up, there are things we hold sacred, not anymore. Now everything is just like trash. Nobody cares about anything. And if you say, oh, bro, there's no sense of, oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry that happened to you. Oh, no. Everybody is victimizing themselves. Like, a small something non-existent happened to you. You take it to social media, and then you are victimizing yourself. You're like, oh, this happened. Oh, Chick-fil-A. Oh, this. And it's just stupid issues. Like, stupid issues every day, and just compiled. Like, imagine you have a kid, a 4-year-old kid, watching all the stuff every day. What do you think that kid will grow up to be? That's why we have so many hood rats. And God, Lord forgive me, but I think it's too much that we don't have any sense of collectiveness anymore as a society. We are just scattered. We destroy ourselves. We insult ourselves. We hate ourselves for no reason. And, like, we are existing. We should, like, show some sense of love and try to, like, portray a modest society so that we can get ahead together. But no, we don't want that. We want. I don't want peace. I want problems. Yeah, we as a civilization, we want it. Like, and I'm like, come on, where did we go wrong? Like, there's so many things going for us, like, right now. But instead of we going up, we're, like, declining, and it's just mental. We have so much money now as a civilization. We have so much infrastructure. We have better planning. We have so many things that we could do to make ourselves better, but we've just chosen not to. We've chosen to be like the least of the bunch, and just digressive things, like irregular things that don't matter to the society. And it's just like, okay, what's going to be the best course of action now? Like, since we want to, like, sell our soul and become useless to society, the only thing that trend now is if your music is going on, the musicians, like, there's no like what's it called, no philanthropist anymore. Like, people like that do philanthropy, I don't know how, what the word, maybe I'm crucifying the word right now, but I think that's it. But there's nothing like that. Like, it's just dead. And people come out and, like, play a facade role of it and just act like, oh, yeah, we do this. But actually, it's just a cash grab for them, and then they're out. But if you study well, you see that, oh, yeah, this guy is just a cash, he's doing like a cash grab. And they might portray it in the front that, oh, yeah, they're helping people and they're saving lives. But it's so evident that, oh, this is a cash grab. And so many of it, over and over again, we keep going. This is just crazy. But regardless, we are getting ahead. As a society, we press on. There's nothing stopping us still. But I feel there's a decline in civilization, like a serious one. Like there's no modernity. People are living wayward. Like people are going crazy day by day. Everything is labeled. Like you label everything. The foods are unclean and for no reason. I think there's a population crisis, like we're too much on Earth, but I don't know how true that is. They say we've used up so much water, but there's like literally the Atlantic that we can go and like grab as much water we want from it. I feel so. I don't understand how there's not enough water for us on Earth. Like we are, like the water is going out. Like I don't understand. I feel like it's because some particular places are population dense, like it's more congested with population, and then they use the resources down there they use it way much, and then we have to like look for other alternatives to like survive. But I think it's because of the if you ask me, I think it's because of the crisis going on in civilization now, because of the wars and destruction that just keep happening. And it's something that I don't know. I can't say I know for a fact why people are actually going at it, trying to claim some lands and own some policies and all that. That's what I think they are fighting for. I'm not into politics. I don't want to get into it. I don't care about it. Forgive me. For real, I don't care about it. It's not something that I would sit down and look into. But still, it's something that dictates our life, and they keep us in a loop state, cash grabbing us and using us for cash. Yeah, they use us for cash now because you pay taxes, brother. So from where you pay taxes, you get revolved around, and you keep going to the next one. So, as it stands now, with society and civilization and the growing trends of how people are living, is something that I can't even seem to fathom anymore. Hopefully, so we'll come up with a solution at some point. Looking at it, I think like a course of action will be like, just to like slow down and think first off, like look at we should slow down and think, because I think we're moving very fast with AI and all the progress we've made artificial intelligence and integration into life. We have so much knowledge, and yet we have some of the dumbest people around, to be honest. Because AI is so smart, it collects data and it just uses the data to feed off. It feeds off the data and then gives you back whatever you ask it. That means AI is like one of the smartest things in this world. And as much as humans like use it or utilize it, it only gets better. It doesn't get worse. If for a human can actually forget some things, but for AI will never forget. It will never forget, because it has a storage space, it has data, it has metadata, it has so many things that keep it running. So if in this sphere now, and we have this much knowledge and we're still like a society that is declining, AI will start playing God. And if AI start playing God, then where is the fine line? Where is the line that we can say, okay, here, this is where the human, where humans can take charge, and where we let the where we let technology do the rest. To some degree, I feel AI will never topple the human mind, it will never break us. Because I feel we created its code, so I don't think it will ever be like superior to humans. To some degree, I know it's smart enough to like outsmart humans, but still, the code was created by humans, so I don't think it will ever get that bad. But we tend to like, we as a civilization tend to like do some try and errors on ourselves that will probably lead to our doom. But still, worst man if we can try. We will try, yes. That's just some of it, and it's yeah. As much as I think we are trying to get ahead. As much as I think we're trying to get ahead, it's not something that we've not seen before that we're doing. I think some of the things we have that now were made in ancient times, but just with different aspects, different designs, different backgrounds, different style. So these are some of the things that we should look into. And for a civilization this vast in knowledge, we are yet to create the cure for cancer. And I think for some reason, sometimes I can be like a conspiracy theorist, but I think there's a cure for it. I don't know who has it, but I think for some reason there's a cure for it. Because like, it's hard. Well, I can't say for sure. I'm just speculating now, but yeah. So it's just one of those things. Over time, I think we'll get better as civilization. But with the killings and the nuking of ourselves that we're doing now, it's just crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. And for some reason, it happens. I don't want to name names, but it happens. Where is that region? Like the okay. I'll scratch that. But it does happen quite often in that region, though. And I don't know why, but for some reason it happens in that region. Over time, I think we'll get better and we'll stop all the unnecessary bigotry between ourselves. Life is something that we should enjoy together. Life is something we should enjoy together, and we've come a long way as humans. We should not be going at it, killing ourselves. It's appalling. There's no reason for us to kill ourselves as it stands. If you kill the next guy, who are you going to live with? If the government kills everybody, who are they going to rule? So it's just crazy. I think they've thought about it, though. Because they can't end your life because they need you around, brother. Who's gonna pay tax? Yeah, so that's just some of it, man. And over time, I know it gets better with time, though. But the way the world is, or the way the world is going, I don't even know. I think we'll make sure to get ahead of any situation we find ourselves in. We are becoming a vast planetary life form because we are so smart now. We know of the solar system, we know of the sun, we know of the sky. We have satellites out in space, and we are doing some of these amazing things. So yeah, there's no way that we don't survive the next one. But if we don't, for some reason, we are all wiped out. I just want you to be ready, because come on. You cannot not be ready. You have to get ready, bro. For some reason, you just have to be ready for anything that's about to come. And no matter how much you pack or you build a bunker, death comes for you regardless of how much of how much of a containment you try to contain yourself, how much of a bunker you try to build, how deep underground you try to go. Death comes for everybody. At some point, you die. If you live under your bunker for over a million years, you're just living under your bunker. At some point, you're off. Maybe, hopefully you survive it. Hopefully you survive it. And if you do, that would be a big plus. I'll be happy for you because, to some degree, humans get to live a lot longer than maybe their intended time, which would be actually very good. So, yeah, kudos to you. I just pray that maybe you have the knowledge not to make the same mistakes if it does happen to us and we are all wiped out at some point and you are alive. Yeah. Yeah. So that's just something beautiful. Life is for the living. I hope now for our culture and all that we've integrated in our life, our culture that we've integrated into our life, the books that we were given over time as we were transcending civilization and growing, the books that we're given over time, what we know, what we don't know, you know, they say you have to unlearn to relearn. Maybe I didn't quote that right, but you have to like take out some to bring some in. Yeah. So over time we've grown so far as a civilization, we've known what we've not known before. But for me, there are some policies and ideologies that they've passed into law and allowed to like go into modern civilization that for me I feel is like actually very wrong. Okay, I'm going to patent this to like the LGBTQ because they say, okay, I'm just going about this randomly because all the facts are online and people are currently talking about it. So this is what I've heard, what I've come to understand as to what is happening. So I'm just airing my own view now. So now they say, you can actually transition. Yeah, you can transition when you are 16. You can transition from 16, okay, maybe 14, 15, and all that hormone blockers and taking other shit. But then you have to be 18 to go to the club and drink alcohol. How? I try to weigh it. How does that make sense? If I can only drink alcohol when I'm 18, but I can genetically mutilate myself when I'm 16, the weight of the consequences is so heavy that it should not be in the same discussion. Because if I can do anything until I am old enough, why can I do something that will alter my life forever when I am still very young? It doesn't correlate at all. So for some reason, it's now a norm in society and we are saying yes to it. How are we saying yes to this? How? I thought we were smart enough to like decipher on our own, okay, if this is wrong or right, but how are we saying yes to this? Because for some reason we are already hell in a handbasket and we don't care where it's going. Because it's so sad, man. I'm sorry. But it is, we are smarter than this, we are better than this. We should not be in a state of thought that is so opposive of our life. So we should not be in a state of thought that is opposive of life. Because if you genetically mutilate yourself, you would not be able to bet. There is no two ways about it. Like, except you don't want to be able to bet, then you can just keep to yourself and maybe become a monk or something. Yes, or try just keep yourself. Like, you can take out your womb. There are so many ways if you don't want to like do this, but you asking or telling people that, oh, you can actually change. There is I'm sorry, but it doesn't make any sense. My brain can't comprehend it. I'm trying to like fit it, find a way to fit it in my head. And my head is like, bro, what are you doing? So this is something that I think, but it's not possible. To me, I feel I've tried so hard. Like, okay, make it make sense. Why would a man that is a man just, probably still a boy, but you're still figuring things out. But there's no figuring things out. I'm sorry, but there's no, we like to whitewash stuff. We like to be so easygoing with it. There's no figuring things out. You came out with balls hanging off. You know exactly what you are. I'm sorry. I might just be like, might come out as so raw, but you came out with it. That is what you are. If you came out the other, as the other sex, then you are the other sex. What is this crossbreeding? We are trying to like crossbreed. If you, how do you say it's a must that, no, you are not a guy, you are a girl. Like, bro, I'm sorry, I don't know what is going on in your life. I don't know what's happening with you, but to me, there's no brain in that decision. Like, there's no brain. I can tell you, you should work things out or seek help if you are actually going through it. Yes, people go through it. It's normal. Sometimes it takes time for you to like feed your soul or to get up and running. And I don't know your background. I don't know what you've been through. But yes, you can actually come out of it, come out the other side winning. So how do you just wake up and you are like, I want to do this. I want to genetically mutilate myself. I want to do it. Like, think about it. Like, the decision should like take forethought. It should cloud your mind for over not even a day. It should not be a day decision. It should like take months. And you should still see reason not to take that action. Because I'm sorry, I don't know what it is that is going on in your life. But for real, you can't sit and say, yes, this is the course of action I want to take. What will happen, as in, what has happened to you that you'd want to take that decision? That's my only question. Because if you sit and say, oh, you just don't want to be this, it doesn't make any sense. You cannot just wake up and not want to be it. It's like the president waking up and say, oh, I don't want to I don't want to rule you guys anymore, I'm done, and just comes off the seat. And like, everybody look at him like, oh, this is the dumb person we voted for, because like, you just went out and rule yourself an idiot to everybody. Yes, you just ruled yourself an idiot, which is something that I can't seem to like understand. So saying you want to do it is just hard for me to believe that this is the course of action you want to take. Give me a minute. So life is just like, how I'm sorry, but how? So life is something that we've sat down and we've studied ourselves. We've understood what it means to be human. We know how to like behave as humans. We know the right and wrong things. We know how to like pleasure ourselves. We know how to feel pain. We know what pain is. And we've actually understood ourselves to the degree that, yes, we know that this thing is wrong for us, and we actually still want to make that decision, which I don't understand why we are doing it as humans, because to some degree it is wrong, and I feel it's like a situation whereby we want to stop the betting of kids, because I don't see any other thing that it portrays or is trying to like assist in developing. It doesn't develop anything. It's just a creation of something new that we are forcing on the entire world. We just created this thing because maybe we are bored, and with them we are enforcing it on everybody. You must take this course of action, which I don't understand why. And this I don't understand why, and then we keep at it and keep at it. Just crazy, man. It's crazy. So for me, I don't see why you are 16 and you can make a decision that will change your life forever. But when you are 18, that's the only time you're allowed to drink. I'm sorry, but it doesn't make any sense. It's like discussing with an infant. Like we are discussing with an infant, and to some degree, some infants might actually be smarter than the. smarter than the person that actually made that decision. I'm sorry, it's just fact, because it doesn't make any sense. And then we stand on it, and then we are just like, there's no morals anymore. You see online people right on their stomach, like it's not, what was that word? I saw a pregnant lady in the LGBT rally, and she wrote on her stomach, like, it's not alive or something, like, on your baby. There's no sacred, we don't hold anything sacred anymore. Like, even the kid you have in your womb is nothing. Like, your own child is nothing to you. Come on. It's wrong. It's wrong enough for me. Your own child to you is nothing. I thought there were times, maybe I'm a cultured man, no offense, but there were times like I'd see mothers carry their baby and be so happy. But now it's not anything special to people to even birth children, which is wrong or not false. It is so wrong. So you can't even birth kids. Nothing pertains to life for you anymore. You don't care about what's happening in your daily life. So for you not to hold your child sacred, not to keep your kids in between, like say, oh yeah, this is my child, I want to like birth it and take care of it. What do you think is going to happen to the next generation that are coming up and seeing all this stuff happening over time? Nobody cares anymore. Nobody is self-sufficient. Nobody is sustaining we're not sustaining the next generation. We just want everything to die from us. It's wrong. We just want everything going downhill from us. It's so sad. I can't lie. It's very sad. And as much as we try to keep it up, we try to like paint it so good for modern civilization, it's a terrible idea. And I think we know that it's a terrible idea, but we are still pushing it. We are pushing it to the best of our ability. And it's so sad because so many people will grow up knowing this lie and then living the lie for the rest of their life, which is just sad. And as much as the truth is trying to get out there, there are some people that are just hell-bent on making, hell-bent on keeping the truth unseen, which is just appalling, if I do say so myself. But hopefully we break out of this craze and get on the right track. I don't see a reason why we should mutilate ourselves and kill ourselves for no apparent reason at all. Any which way, I think the only way to go is up, and hopefully we'll get there with time. But still standing on business, we can't let ourselves get or go in this deep and not have any useful way to portray ourselves. We have the military, we have so many things, like we have so vast in communication, in intelligence, in gadgetry. Like we've done so much for our civilization, and then we are still just sitting so idle and unwilling to actually live a life of abundance, which I don't understand why we are doing this. Yeah, I don't see why. Like the only time we attain happiness is just like when we are in front of a huge crowd or a huge gathering, and there's loud music playing, and we are kind of worshiping the person on stage, while the person is doing something totally irrelevant to to life, and like, and then we are just so happy that we came and we paid money and worship this person, and then after worshiping this person we went home. And I'm like, bro, you actually came to do that? I'm sorry. Yes, I like to actually go for concert and see the band I like actually play on stage, and it's, sometimes it's so nice. Wow, this is beautiful. It's beautiful. But when it's like if you don't do it, you lose a part of you, then you should not, you should, it's not a sitting you should be enjoying. When you don't do it, you lose a part of yourself. There are some people that, if I don't go, oh, I'm gonna die, I must get there, bro, I understand you love this person, but you should not, like, as much as you want to enjoy yourself, it should not take forefront of your life. It should actually hold the back seat of your life, because you as a person have your own goals and dreams, and to some degree I know you want to attain something, you want to get somewhere, except you don't want to get anywhere, no offense, but except you just want to be like a regular person for the rest of your life, which is totally normal. And I'm not against you just living your life the way you want to live it, but I feel that you should have more substance into your own self that you actually put out. So when you walk out, people see, oh, you're a person of substance, you add to the society, the society needs you around. Yes, they want to have you. You are not just wasting away doing nothing, no offense, but doing nothing, just being around. And as much as you occupy space, and then you're a person just occupying space and just doing the most, you should actually have a substance to you. You should not just be irregular. You should not be an NPC. That's the word. Don't be an NPC. As much as you live this life, try to push yourself to get better. Be about something. There are people that just randomly go around and pick litters from the ground, and without any supervision, nobody's paying them. This is just something they do because they are humans. They feel the need to do something for other humans, which is how you should live your life. I'm not saying everybody should join in and then no, but there are selected few that, yes, okay, I want to be a bigger version of myself. I want to at least be about something before I leave this earth, not just be a regular, an NPC that just walks around and is a bot. Do you understand that? You can actually be a bot, and it's just wrong. I'm not self-praising myself or trying to insult you. I know that you have your own goals and dreams that you chase, and you sometimes get stressed of life and want to enjoy yourself and all that, and be about just having having the time to party and go about enjoying yourself. Yes, it's nice. It's actually going to help your life, and I would say it's going to keep you up and just give you a sense of living. But it should not be your go-to. It should not be your go-to. You should have a drive for life. It should be about life. You should grow your own self. Like, for real, you should grow your own self. People are doing amazing things, and people are getting to amazing places, and they keep going regardless of whatever the world throws at them. People are still going front. So you should be about that life too. You should get ahead regardless of where you're going. Yeah, you should get ahead, man. The culture is going to push you, man. That's why you need culture in your life. Yeah, you need culture in your life, man. And sometimes, like me, when I feel down and I'm, I need some uplifting, I go and play my favorite game. I play my favorite game, and then I'm stomped on, like I am trashed on, like, come on. Like, I am literally just whooped. by some random person. And then I know, oh, yeah, oh, he's so sad, oh. But then I was like, oh, I just load up the second one and I try. And I know that, okay, I'm not the best at what I'm at playing my video games now. Maybe at some point when I was younger, I would have been, maybe had much more reflexes to do much more things. But yeah, then I play over time. At least I get one win, then I'm like, oh yes, I can actually win. I can actually win something at some point, because in the sense of living in this life, you should have fun, no matter how small, no matter how great. You should learn to have fun. And I'm not saying you should not, but you should have like a drive. That's what I'm trying to put out there. So when you're feeling down, get your favorite game and play. For me, it's Wild Rift, baby. To be honest, I swear, like I've gone over and over. Like I've been playing games since when? Throwback, man. I've played FIFA. I love FIFA though. FIFA is actually like one of the good football games you should actually play. If you ask me, FIFA or PES, I'd say FIFA every day. You need to play FIFA. FIFA is like FIFA depicts the football, the way football is played. Yes, FIFA actually depicts it. No cap. But PES is kind of more gamified than FIFA. So I'll say FIFA has a win for me. Then I played Contra. I sucked at Contra. But I like co-op games. I don't like first-person shooter. I don't hate first-person shooter, but I don't like... It's not like my favorite. I like co-op games. I feel first-person shooter actually took the fun out of video games. Like... Gaming online and first person shooter took the fun out of video games, and now I don't have a friend to play with. Everybody's online. Half of the people online are trolls, and they're always insulting you regardless of who you are. They don't care what's happening to in your life. They don't want to know if you're suffering, if you're going through pain. They're just constant with the abuse, and it's just sad. And that's just saying the least for online video game. Block that sensitive area in video games online is still terrible. We don't have any sense. we as players, we play, but we don't have any mitigation, I'd say, when it comes to like chats. And again, you don't really make any friends. You have to like search for friends. You have to like be intentional where you're making friends. But back then when I was playing co-op, I already have a friend that I want to play co-op with, and it's just beautiful. And then I play co-op, like I could play for over like 8-10 hours and I'm not fazed, because I am actually enjoying the time I'm spending. But there are no more co-op games. We only have single person, and you are the only person, and you have friends online, and everybody's far away from each other, and then there's no real friendship, but just friends online. And it's, as much as it's fun to still play, but it's just like a terrible way of bringing people together. As much as you enjoy the comms, you enjoy the discussion, you enjoy the gameplay, it's still a terrible way to bring people together. And as I'm just gonna say, so I enjoyed co-op games. I remember when I would play FIFA, four-man FIFA, two on each team. And I can't lie, that was one of the best FIFA I played in a very long time, because it would be like you could read the mind of your friend, and it's just like you get telegraph moves because you have been playing with the person so much, or you've played against him so much, and those were good times. But not anymore. Everybody's online. We're always playing online. There's no real love anymore. It's like, oh yeah, good one, and the person just wants you to go off so you can go play alone. Like, it's just facts, man. So it's just something. And I say for the new gaming experience, like I'd say I'm kind of shocked for the GTA 5 that just finished. I feel it was sub to the GTA 4, and it was even sub to San Andreas, because San Andreas was like the epic, like if you're looking for an epic Grand Theft Auto video game, San Andreas was it. There was nothing that beat San Andreas. GTA 5 was terrible. Nobody can tell me otherwise, because I played it. And as much as I enjoyed playing GTA 5, I was shocked that it was swapped to the GTA 4. The GTA 4 had more visual appealing experiences, more conversation, more realism than the GTA 5. GTA 5 was just to curtail to an audience so they can go play online and just have something new to play. And I was disappointed with the Rockstar, with Rockstar, to be honest. I was disappointed. If you say Red Dead Redemption, I was actually like, oh, Red Dead Redemption is actually clean. Red Dead Redemption has clean video gameplay. Like, to be honest, like Red Dead Redemption, they outdid themselves. The Red Dead Redemption 2, they outdid themselves in that. It was like a beautiful one. I've not played Red Dead Redemption 2, but I've actually watched so many gameplays online, and it was actually like a, something you should play. It's something that if you have the money and you want to spend, you should buy Red Dead Redemption, because you're going to play it over and over again, and then you enjoy it again. Then I played Uncharted from Uncharted 1 to a Thief's End. Come on, you have to play Uncharted. Then I played you have to play Uncharted. If you don't play Uncharted, what are you doing? Sell your PS5. Sell it, because I don't think there's a more intense high octane graphic video game that has a good storyline like that of Uncharted. What about Ghost of Tsushima? What about it just slipped my mind now. But there's one that was actually closely like God of War. Oh, God of War was clean. I played God of War from when Kratos was just a mere god to when he had a kid. Come on. had to. You have to play it. It's like you have to something. You need to. Like, it's the game, it's one of the games that you need to play it. I was growing old and I'm like, fuck it, I'm still gonna get this game. I'll play it. Because, yes, Kratos, why not? You have to, come on. You have to. And then you have to smash the girls well in the video game too. I'm just messing around. But it's facts, man. So we keep going and, I'll say Uncharted was good. Then you talk about Ellie. Oh, come on. What's the name of Ellie? The Last of Us. Yeah, The Last of Us. I fell in love with The Last of Us when I had my PS3. I played Ellie. I got a PS4. I played the part 2, and it was clean. I can't lie. They outdid themselves, and I think your underdogs really outdid them. You just need to play The Last of Us part 1. Forget about playing part 2. Don't worry about the Ellie story that they had to bring up and show Ellie in a muscular. No, go back to when Ellie was just basic and when she was trying to survive. And she was with her. The storyline will actually touch you. They actually had so many epic scenes in that video game, and I actually did like playing it over time. For me, that's some of the video games I actually enjoyed. When I came to like mobile games, I think I played PUBG. I played what's the Call of Duty. I don't like Call of Duty for some reason. They are doing like I say they actually have too many superhuman moves. So there was no realism for me there. And I actually enjoyed playing my younger brother because he actually had the hands. He actually had hands for it. So he was having fun with it. But me, I was like, I'm too old for this shit. So I just, I stuck to PUBG. I was playing PUBG with friends because why not? I was in school back then. And you actually need to like have a clique. And we were actually good. I think I sucked playing PUBG because I don't think it was like I died almost every time. I could not hear where the footsteps were. I was terrible at it, if I do say so. But I could not hear where the footsteps were. I was just like, what's happening? It was just all around me, and then I'm dead. Sorry. But and then I'm dead, and it was funny. But it was actually a good way to bond time with my friends because they actually had their hands for it and they would just carry me. I'll die a million times and get resurrected over and over again. And I'll get dubs and I was a pacifier at some point. But I thought I was bad, but I had a friend that was actually worse. He never ran into battle. There was no time he actually took an engagement himself. He actually waited until he was sure that he could see the person or hear his footsteps or know where the person was at. But me, I could sometimes run him blind because why not? It's a video game. But he never does it. So shout out to AZ though. That's his name. So yeah. That's some of the things I actually enjoy. Video games are fun. You should take out time to play one or two if you have the time. Bond some time, enjoy, try and make some friends, play, go hard, get your reflexes up, get your brain sharp, and just make sure you use it for the right reasons and play when you have a downtime and when you're free. So that's it for today, guys. Thank you all for coming around. Thank you for spending time with me. These are my views. I hope they enlighten you in some way and bring meaning to your life. Peace.